Hey, Earl.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know...
Well? It's a hot goddamn day.
I haven't felt it a bit. I've been inside with the air conditioner blasting all day long.
Oh, is that right?
That's right.
Did you break for lunch or nothing?
I'm by myself. They ate my lunch out of the microwave.
Jesus H. Christ, Pete. When you learn that microwave food will kill you faster than a bullet. Some of them damn burritos ain't good for nothing but a hippie. When he's high on weed. Put me down a bottle of that Jack, will you?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to get tanked tonight.
What's the matter?
Oh, hell. Been one long, goddamn hot, miserable, shit-ass fucking day every inch of the way. First off, Nadine over Blue Chip got sort of sick, so she got that goddamn mongoloid boy who's working the grill. And then that fucking idiot does a little rat shit from Rice Krispies. I eat breakfast by 9 o'clock, and I'm puking up pigs in a blanket like a sick fucking dog by 10:30.
Isn't there a law or something against retards serving food to the public?
Well, they ain't ought to be. I mean, who in the hell knows what's going on in the mind of a goddamn mongoloid? Nadine should have hit that boy in the head and sold the fucking milk.
You could sue the shit out of her, you know that. That kid belongs under a circus tent, not flipping burgers. You could own that fucking place.
Oh, shit, Pete. What would I do with that grease pit? Fine. Nadine's got to cross the bear. I need to take care of that potato head. I guess you heard about that shit up in Abilene. Bank robbery.
That's all it's been on the box all day. It killed some people, didn't it?
Yeah. It killed four rangers. Three cops. One civilian. Took a lady bank teller hostage with him. Supposed to be heading for the border, which would bring him right my way. Get my hands on them crazy, sick fucking bastards, payback time. I mean... I will get them. You'll get them.
Well, I don't doubt it.
Well... I got a dream, my lizard. Why don't I use your commode?
Knock yourself out.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Fucking playing with you, asshole. Do you want this little girl to die, or that little girl, or yourself, or your bosom buddy with a badge? Now, I don't want to do it, but I will turn this place into the fucking Wild Bunch if I think that you are fucking with me.
What do you want from me? I did what you said.
You let him use the bathroom. No store does that.
He comes in here every day and we bullshit. He'd use my call it 1,000 times if I told him no, he'd know something was up.
I want him out of here, in his car, and down the road, or you can change the name of this place to Benny's World of Blood. Were you giving that pig signals?
Are you kidding? I didn't do anything.
He says you were scratching.
I wasn't scratching.
Are you calling him a liar?
I'm not calling him a liar, okay? I'm simply saying if I was scratching, I don't remember scratching. And if I did scratch, it's not because I was singing to the cops. It's because I'm fucking scared shitless.
Wait a minute. The guy's in the bathroom. Why don't I just go back there, shoot him in the back of the head, and then get the hell out of here?
Don't do that. Look, you asked me to act natural, I'm acting natural. In fact, under the circumstances, I think I had to get a fucking Academy Award for how natural I'm acting. You asked me to get rid of him, I'm doing my best.
Well, your best better get a hell of a lot fucking better, or you are going to feel a hell of a lot fucking worse. Everybody be cool. You be cool.
Yeah.
be back at it tomorrow. An animal sits on that box and get high on a Georgia pine. How much you want for that hooch, Pete?
Oh, $650.
Jesus Christ. You bucking for early retirement?
Shit, yeah.
What the fuck is that about?
He signaled the ranger.
I did it! You gotta believe me, I did it!
When they were talking, he mouthed the words, help us.
You fucking liar! I didn't make
that! Shut the hell up!
You stop it! What the fuck is your problem? God damn it! Seth, he did it!
You were by the beer cooler with your back turned. I was by the magazines, I could see his face. And I saw him mouth the words,
start the car.
Believe me.
Yes, you. Shut up and start the car, all right? Start the car.
Believe me.
Start the car. You know that? Shut the fuck up and start the car.
Wait.
I believe you.
Start the car!
You're not just saying it. You do believe me.
I believe you. Let's go.
That means you believe me.
Yes, I believe you.
You shouldn't. I'm right.
Yeah!
You okay?
He shot me in the fucking head! Like I told you, he said help us! I never said help us!
Well, it doesn't matter now because you got about 2 fucking seconds to live. Richie?
Yeah!
When I count to 3, you shoot the bottles out from behind him.
Oh, yeah!
1.
Fuck!
2. 3. What did I tell you? What did I say to you? I said, buy the roadmap and leave.
What the fuck am I supposed to do, Seth?
I recognize
him. He didn't recognize shit.
Seth, I'm telling you, the way he looked at us, you especially, I knew he knew.
Low profile. What is the meaning of the word low profile?
Hey, Richie, how's your hand? It hurts like a fucking stomach.
Let me tell you what low profile is not. It is not taking those hostages. It is not shooting police. It is not setting fire to a building.
Bitch, bitch, bitch.
Hot air hangs like a dead man from a wide oak tree. People sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night, it's a dark night.
hell do you want?
What do you think I want, you mean old bastard? I want a fucking room.
Okay, all right.
She peed on the carpet. She shot my horse. Now things are going better to bed or worse.
Did they have cable?
No.
Do they have an X-rated channel?
No.
Do they have a waterbed?
Nope.
What do they got?
They have four walls and a roof, and that's all we need. All right, pop the trunk. Let's do this fast. Don't say a word. You, plant yourself in that seat.
What are you going to do with
me? I said plant yourself. Plants don't talk. Now, you want to get on my good side, you sit still, and you don't make a peep. All right, how's this feel?
I didn't think it hurts like a son of a bitch.
All right, wrap too tight. Nice and easy again.
Okay.
All right. Okay, I'm going to get the money. Sometimes it gets dark around here?
About 8.
Good. I'm going to go to the border, check things out. I'm going to call Carlos, trying to arrange some sort of a rendezvous. I don't know what yet.
Did you see if you could arrange a better deal than 30%?
It's your standard deal. They're not going to change that for us.
Did you even try to negotiate with them?
Richie, these guys are not spick firecracker salesmen from Tijuana. They don't even know the meaning of the word barter. You want to stay in El Rey, you give them 30% of your loot. It's scripture. So it is written, so shall it be done. Look. Yeah, I know. Listen, you want sanctuary, you got to pay the price. The price is 30%.
All I'm saying, man.
This conversation's over. Okay? We need to have a talk. What's your name?
Gloria.
Hello, Gloria. I'm Seth. That's my brother, Richie. Let's cut to the chase. I'm going to ask you one question, and all I want is a yes or no answer. Do you want to live through this?
Yes.
Good. Rule number one, no noise, no questions. If you make a noise, Mr. 44 makes a noise. If you ask a question, Mr. 44 answers it. Now, are you absolutely, positively clear about rule number one?
Yes.
Rule number two. You do what we say when we say it. If you don't, see rule number one. Rule number three, don't you ever try and fucking run on us. Because I got six little friends, and they can all run faster than you can. Open your eyes. Gloria, you hang in there, you follow the rules, and you don't fuck with us, and you'll get out of this alive. I give you my word. Okay. I'll be back in a minute.
You want to come over on the bed and watch TV with me?
Come on. about 2 more hours till we get into El Paso, which is right next to the border. We'll stop at a motel.
Stop? We're not actually going to stop at a motel, are we?
Yeah, what for? We have a motorhome. We don't want to stay in those Roach Haven motels, do we?
We're self-contained.
Okay. Maybe I was a little overzealous, but give me a break. I just bought it.
How come you want to stop anyways, Dad?
I'm exhausted.
Exhausted? Just lie in the back, Dad. I can drive us into Mexico.
I just bet you would. Don't even think about it. Besides, I want to have just one night's sleep in an honest-to-goodness bed. The beds in the home are okay, but they're not like a real bed.
Excuse me. I can use the restroom.
Oh, guess what? When I called the machine to check the messages, one of them was from Bethel Baptist, and Mr. Franklin said that he wouldn't permanently replace you until we came back. And he said that...
That's very nice, Ted. But I'll call him tomorrow and tell him not to bother waiting.
Daddy, I didn't want to talk about this in front of Scott because he gets upset. But I just want to know... Don't you believe in God anymore?
Not enough to be a pastor. Look, I know this is hard on you kids. After Jenny's death, this is probably the last thing you need, but my congregation needs spiritual leadership. Well, my faith is gone. To answer your question, yes, I do believe in Jesus. Yes, I do believe in God, but do I love them? No.
Well, it's just that all our lives you've been a pastor. And then one day you're just going to wake up and say, fuck him?
I didn't say fuck him. Every person who... chooses the service of God as his life's work has something in common. I don't care if you're a preacher, a priest, a nun, a rabbi, or a Buddhist monk. Many, many times during your life, you'll look at your reflection in the mirror and ask yourself, am I a fool? I'm not going through a lapse, but I've experienced this closer to awakening.
Daddy, what do you think Mom would say?
Mama's got nothing to say. She's dead.
This bloody crime spree started just a week ago today. The oldest of the two brothers, Seth Gecko, was serving time in Rawlings, Kansas State Penitentiary for his part in the 1988 Scott City bank robbery in which 2 law enforcement officers lost their lives. It was while at the courthouse that this man, his younger brother, Richard Gecko, a known armed robber and sex offender, pulled off a daring daylight escape, resulting in the death of 4 Wichita law enforcement officers and this woman, Heidi Vogel, 6th grade teacher who was run over by the Geckos during a high-speed pursuit through downtown Wichita. And earlier today, during a daylight liquor store robbery in Big Springs, the Gecko brothers killed another Texas Ranger, Earl McGraw, and liquor store clerk Pete Bottoms. That changes the death toll to 16. 5 Texas Rangers, 8 police officers, 3 civilians, and 1 hostage, bank teller and mother of 4, Gloria Hill.
For the time being, we're very confident that we'll apprehend these fugitives within the next 48 hours. The Bureau, local law enforcement, and the Texas Rangers have all joined in forming a dragnet to snare Seth and Richard Gecko.
Is it safe to assume that because of the death count involved and the loss of life of law enforcement officers, that the Bureau, the Rangers, and the police force are taking this manhunt personally?
I would say that's a very safe assumption.
Shit, I was really worried. Where the fuck you been, man?
Sightseeing.
What'd you see?
Cops.
Did you see the border?
Yes, I saw the border. What'd the TV say?
They're gonna apprehend us in about 48 hours.
We gotta figure out a way to get us across this goddamn border. The longer we stay here, our lives deemed as shit, you know. We gotta get our asses into Mexico tonight. Then Carlos is gonna meet us there at the rendezvous tomorrow morning. And he and his boys, both of them, all of them, are gonna escort us to El Rey. Where's the woman?
What?
I mean, what? The woman, the fucking hostage. Richard, where is she?
She's in there.
What the fuck is she doing in there?
I said, come on.
Richard, what's wrong with you?
Before you flip out, okay, let me just explain what happened,
yes,
right?
Explain to me. I need an explanation. What is the matter with you?
Nothing wrong with me, brother. That woman tried to escape, and I did what I had to do.
That woman wouldn't have said shit if she had a mouthful of it.
Wrong, wrong, wrong. Yeah. After you left, she became a completely different person.
Yeah. Is it me? My fault.
It's not your fault.
Is this my fault?
No, it's your fault.
Is this my fault.
Fault?
Do you think that this is what I am?
No.
This is not me. I am a professional fucking thief. I don't kill people that I don't have to, and I don't fucking rape women. What you are doing is not how it's done. Do you understand that? Do you just say fucking yes? Say yes, Seth. I understand.
Yes, Seth, I understand.
Say yes, Seth. I fucking understand.
I understand, Seth.
Mexico, and it's going to be sweet rosemary and 100 proof liquor and rice and beans, and none of this shit's going to matter.
I can't believe he's stopping here. This place is totally cruddy. Dad, why are we stopping here?
Nothing wrong with this place.
It's a flop house.
It's not a flop house. It's basic and simple. That doesn't make it a flop house.
All right. Well, if it doesn't have a pool, then we're going someplace else.
It has a bed. That's all I care about.
Well, other places have that too, and they also have a gym.
Jeez, what is this guy's problem?
No idea.
Creepy guy.
None of this is disturbing you.
Hi, I'm from room 11, and me and my lady friend need some ice, and we don't seem to have an ice bucket. If it's not too much trouble, could I possibly borrow yours? I'll bring it right back.
Sure.
Thank you.
What is this? It's called a punch.
Let me see it, Tom.
What's your name?
Jacob.
Jacob, get up, get on the bed. If you make a wrong move, I will shoot you in the face.
Open your mouth.
Wide.
Let's go. Let's move the jab over here, kid. Let's go. So what's the story with you two? You a couple of fags?
He's my son.
How's that happen? You don't look Japanese.
Neither does he. He looks Chinese.
Oh, well, excuse me all the hell.
What's this about, money?
About money, all right, but not yours. My brother and I were in a little hot water. I want to need your assistance. Stop.
What's going on?
We're having a bikini contest, and you just won.
It's okay, honey. Everything's gonna be all right.
You listen to your daddy, sugar, and you don't do anything stupid. You too. Simon says sit the fuck down. Sit down. Now, where are the keys of the motorhome?
On the dresser.
All right, Richie. You take these keys, you start this big bastard up, and drive it up front.
Could you do me a favor and eat my pussy for me, please?
Sure.
Richie, hey! Now we get around to it. Now.
Oh!
You, Gidget, go to the bathroom, put on some clothes. You got 3 minutes. 1 second longer, I shoot your father in the face. Do you understand what I just said?
Yes.
Do you believe me?
Yes.
You damn well better. Go.
Look. If you want the motor home, just take it and get out.
It's not going to be that easy, Pops. We're going to go on a little ride.
Not a chance.
Come again?
If you're taking people, take me. But my kids aren't going anywhere with you.
Sorry, Pops, I need everybody.
My children are not going with you. And that's that.
That's not fucking that. This is fucking this.
Dad.
You sit down. Sit down. You go sit over there. Go sit over there now. Move it. Sit down. Now I don't have time to fuck around, so I'm going to make this simple. You take your kids and you get in that motorhome, or I will execute all three of you right now. So what's it going to be? Yes or no answer?
Yes.
Hey, your old man's all right. He just saved your life. Time's up, princess. Here we go. Okay, ramblers, let's get rambling.
Excuse me.
What?
Where are you taking us?
Mexico.
What's in Mexico?
Mexicans.
Richie?
Yeah?
Put in your bed.
She is.
How'd you die?
auto wreck.
Come on, Jacob, give me some more details. How did it happen? Some fucking drunk killer?
No. It was a rainy night. The brakes on the car weren't great. She had to stop suddenly. She slid on the road, she crashed, she died.
Died right away?
Not quite. She was trapped in the wreck for about 6 hours before she passed on.
Yeah. Those acts of God really stick it in and break it off, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Is that real?
Yes.
I've seen one of these things before. A friend of mine had himself ordained a minister of his own religion. Some way to fuck the IRS. Is that what you're doing? You're the real McCoy.
Real McCoy?
You're a preacher?
I was a minister.
Was, as in not anymore?
Yes.
Why'd you quit?
I think I've gotten about as up close and personal with you as I'm going to get.
Let's just keep this friendly, okay, Pops? I get too sensitive. Oh, you're right. Enough of the getting to know you shit. All right. I don't give a rat's ass about you or your fucking family. You can all live forever or you can die this second. I don't give a shit which. The only things that I care about are me and some of the bitch back there in the back and our money. So you help us get across the border without incident. You stay with us through the night without trying anything funny, without trying to escape. And in the morning, I'm going to let you guys go, all of you.
Oh, I know you keep your word. You have to convince me you're telling the truth.
Look, dickhead, the only thing that you have to be convinced about is the fact that you are stuck in a situation with a couple of real mean motor scooters. And I don't want to have to worry about you all fucking night. You know, and I don't think you want to be worrying about my brother's intentions towards your daughter all night either. Did you notice the way that he was looking at him?
Yes.
You didn't like it, did you?
No, I didn't.
I didn't think so. You get us into Mexico, and you don't try to escape. And your daughter will be safe. Morning, I will let you go. I give you my word, Jacob.
If he touches her, I'll kill him.
Fair enough. You break your word, I'll kill all of you.
You got me all crazy. I can't get out of bed. Bones are aching. Bad thoughts in my head. Drinking woman, stay away from me. You got your aches and pains all over me.
Do you mean what you said back there in the room?
What?
In the room. Did you mean what you said back there, or you just went around? Because if you really want me to do that for you, I will. I'd be happy to.
Do what?
What you said back there in the room.
What did I say?
You asked me if I would
eat. Richie?
What?
I told you to watch those kids, not to talk to them. We don't have nothing to say to one another, so let's just cut the chatter. Everybody, it's showtime. Richie, take Kate into the bathroom. Scott, get up here with your dad. Let's go. Let's go.
Now, what are you going to say?
slightest idea. Just keep thinking about the gun next to the kid's head.
Get it. Situation like this, you get a chance, you go for it.
No, man, I shouldn't let Randall go after what I'm doing. You're gonna have to trust me on this.
I can't do that, Dad. If you don't tell the cops, I will.
Listen, we can do a goddamn thing. You hear me? I'm running the show. I make the decisions.
He's running the show.
I'm running the show. I'm running the show. I make the plays. Make the plays I make. I need your cover. Cover me.
How many with you?
Just my son and I.
What's your purpose in Mexico?
Vacation. I'm taking him to see his first bullfight.
They're gonna search the van?
As long as you don't act like a fucking nut, we're gonna be just fine.
What the hell is that supposed to be?
What?
He's called me a fucking nut.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You said, as long as I don't act like a fucking nut, implying that I've been acting like a fucking
Hills,
nut.
All right, I just meant be cool.
Yeah, you meant that, but you meant the other two.
It's not the time, Richie.
Hey, fuck those spick pigs, man. You called me a fucking nut.
Just,
now, where I come from, that stops a train on its tracks.
Keep your fucking voice down.
What?
What was that?
Oh, that was just my daughter in the bathroom.
I thought you said it was just you and your sons.
I meant me and my son and my daughter.
Open up, I'm coming aboard.
What was the nuttiest thing I did, Seth? I'm curious. Tell me, what was it?
It's another time, Rich.
I know. Was it possibly when your ass was rotten in jail and I broke it out? Was that the nuttiest thing? That was nutty, not to mention stupid.
I'm in the bathroom.
Open up his board patrol.
It's open. Do you mind? Shut the fucking door, please.
Excuse me.
God. Damn, that was intense.
Oh, baby, we did it. We're in Mexico.
We're fucking in Mexico, you little piece of fucking shit. Come on, take it out.
Now listen up, everybody listen. Now, I know that I took you all through hell, and I know that I have been one rough pecker. But from here on out, you guys are all in my cool book. Now, Scotty, I want you to help me with Richie. We're going to lay him down on the couch over there. Jacob, you're going to keep driving down this street until you come to another street called Cagayo. When you get to Cagayo, you're going to turn this big bastard left. You're going to go down a couple of miles until you see a bar called the Kitty Twister. From what I understand, you cannot miss it.
Then?
And then you stop, because that's where we're going.
Yeah.
I'll make a career out of this, okay? Come on, hey. Hey, you okay?
Yeah, I think so. What happened?
I don't know. Just passed out.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. You said something about your hand hurting and then you just hit the ground like a sack of potatoes.
Nice.
Head hit the toilet, scared the shit out of me. You sure you're okay?
Yeah, I think so. I'm just all fucked up.
Well, let me tell you something that's going to clear your head right up.
What?
We are officially Mexicans. We're in Mexico, buddy.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're heading down to the rendezvous right now. We're going to pound booze, wait for Carlos. When he gets there, he's going to take us down to El Rey. And then you and I, my brother, we're going to kick fucking back. How do you like them apples?
Far out. Oh. I guess my glasses.
Oh, yeah, they broke when you fell.
Fuck, Steph, these are like my only pair.
Oh, don't worry about it. We'll get you another pair.
What do you mean worry about it? Of course I'm going to worry about it. I can't fucking see.
I'll take care of it when we get to El Rey.
Yeah, like some Mexican home will stand my fucking prescription.
It's not a big deal until you make it a big deal, Richie. Now, I was in a very good mood, so stop bringing me down with this bullshit.
Fucking shit.
Hey, guys. We're here.
About where we're at. We got a real nice, I don't fuck with you, you don't fuck with me attitude going on. So if everybody just keeps playing it cool, and I'm talking to you too, Richie, and everybody's going to get what they want. Okay, hard drinkers, let's drink hard. I'm buying. Come on.
Out of the street combat into the car.
Attention, pussy shoppers! Take advantage of our fancy pussy sales! If you buy one piece of pussy at the regular price, you will get another piece of pussy of equal or lesser value for only a penny! Try and beat pussy for a penny! If you can find cheaper pussy anywhere, fuck it! Hey, what do we have a pussy here? A new flavor! Apple pie pussy! Hey, not so fast.
Step aside, asshole. Now, is my shit together? Is my shit together? There we go.
Nice! How you doing? Enjoying it?
Kind of place.
muchas enojadas.
I have become a regular.
Fumando marihuana.
Whiskey. You can't come in here.
What do you mean? It's
a private bar. You're not welcome.
You told me that I'm not good enough to drink here?
This bar is for bikers and truckers only. You get out!
I'm Dave Pendejo.
Take your hand off of me.
I'm going to count to three.
I'm going to count to three.
One.
Two.
Now, wait a minute. There's no reason to get ugly. There's just a misunderstanding going on here. You said this bar is for truckers and bikers? Well, I'm a truck driver. If you look outside your door in your parking lot, you'll see a big recreational vehicle. That's mine. In order to drive that legally, you need a Class 2 driver's license. This bar is for truck drivers? I am a truck driver. These are my friends.
Welcome to the Tea Twister.
Bottle of whiskey and 5 glasses.
Call me right off.
Buscando una fiesta.
Took fruit here, Jose?
That's in Mexico.
I kind of doubt that. You go over here, you send a waitress over, take our order, okay?
Kids, just let me know, all right?
He followed her to school.
Is your religion?
No, I do drink. I'm just not drinking now.
Fair enough. More for me. Scott, how about you? Okay? How about you?
No, I can't. I'm not 21 yet.
Yes. Post time, Kate. Here we go. You slam it down, you knock the glass down on the table, all right? One, two, three. There we go. Scotty, you ready? Here we go. You ready for one?
Okay. No, you won't.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will, because I'm not drinking by myself. Okay, round two. You ready? Here we go.
Yes, I'll have another one.
On three, one, two, three.
Why are you so agitated?
Still stewing about that ape laying his hand on me.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to sit here and I'm going to finish this bottle. And when I'm finished, I'm going to take this bottle and I'm going to bust it over his melon fucking head.
It's
before we step in here, you told all of us to be cool. So that means you too.
Never said do what I do, I said do what I say. On my
way out past it. Spit in the cell.
Such a fucking loser. You can't tell when you won.
Would you call me?
Nothing. I didn't make it. I asked a question. Would you like me to ask it again?
Mm-hmm.
Are you such a loser? You can't tell when you've won? The entire state of Texas, along with the FBI, are looking for you. Did they find you? No, they couldn't. You've won. Enjoy it.
Okay. How much you have a drink with me? I insist. To your family.
To yours.
And now, for your viewing pleasure, the mistress of the macabre, the epitome of evil, the most sinister woman to ever dance on the face of this earth.
Fight this!
Lonely dog, bow your head. Kneel and worship at the feet of Santanico Pandemonium!
Oh,
you get back on the clock.
How many?
Three. Which one?
This piece of shit here, man, broke my finger and my nose. And this faggot kicked me in the ribs while I was down. Fuck you, fucking man.
Take your hand. We see it. You think that was funny? Sit down!
About me, huh?
I suck.
Thank you.
yourself. I'm not going to drain you completely. You'll be my slave. Because I don't think you're worthy of human blood, you feed on the blood of stray dogs. You'll be my footstool. And at my command, you lick the dog shit from my boot heel. Since you'll be my dog, your new name will be Spud. Welcome to slavery.
No, thanks. I already have a wife. Be in trouble.
Yo, monkey man. Anything you got to say to them? Say to me first.
You're supposed to burn up or something?
Fuck. Now let's kill that fucking band.
I can do that.
Fuck you, everybody! Good night! Hey, buddy. I'm sorry I fucked things up.
You touch my
my brother with that steak, biker. And vampires aren't going to have to suck your blood. They'll be able to lick it up off the floor.
He's not your brother anymore.
That's a matter of opinion, and I don't give a fuck about yours.
Don't be a fool. He'll kill us all.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Let's go. Move, move, move. Hold him down. Richie, here is the peace in death that I could not give you in life.
Seth, are you okay?
I'm peachy, Kate. The world is my oyster. Except for the fact that I just rammed a wooden stake into my brother's chest because he turned into a vampire. Even though I don't believe in vampires. Aside from that unfortunate business, everything is hunky-dory.
I'm really, really sorry.
Bullshit! Bullshit! If it were up to you, if you had half a chance, you would feed us to those fucks.
Then why didn't I? I'm sorry you lost your brother. I'm sorry he's dead. I'm sorry everybody's dead. But if we're going to get out of this, we need you clean and sober and thinking, not drunk. What is that?
I don't know. First I thought it was just birds.
Bats.
What's your name, girlie?
Kate, what's yours?
Sex machine. Pleased to meet you.
Kate, too.
everybody okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Does anybody know what's going on here?
I know what's going on. We got a bunch of fucking vampires out there trying to get in here and suck our fucking blood. And that's it, plain and simple. And I don't want to hear anything about, I don't believe in vampires. Because I don't fucking believe in vampires. What I believe in my own two eyes, and what I saw, is fucking vampires. Now, do we all agree that what we are dealing with is vampires?
Yes.
You too, preacher?
I don't believe in vampires, but I believe in what I saw.
Good for you. All right, now that we all agree that we're dealing with vampires, what do we know about vampires? Crosses hurt vampires. Do we have a cross?
In the motorhome.
In other words, no.
Wait a second. I mean, just look around. We got crosses all over the place. All you gotta do is put two sticks together. You got a cross.
Yeah, he's right. Peter Cushing does that all the time.
Okay, I'll buy that. So we got crosses covered. What else?
Wooden stakes in the heart. Been working pretty good so far.
And garlic. Sunlight. Holy water.
I'm not sure. Does silver have something to do with vampires?
That's werewolves.
I know silver bullets are werewolves, but I'm sure silver has something to do with vampires.
Well, does anybody have any silver? Okay, then who cares?
Has anybody here read a real book about vampires, or are we just remembering what some movie said? I mean, a real book.
You mean like a Time Life book?
I take it the answer is no. Okay, then. What do we know about these vampires?
Well, we know they got superhuman strength. But we can hurt them.
Yeah.
Another thing, though, if you're going to drive a chair leg through a human, you better be one strong son of a bitch. A human body is one rough, tough machine. But these vamps, they have soft bodies. The texture of their skin is soft, and they're mushier. You push it right through them. You see, if you hit one hard enough, take the head right off.
Actually, our best weapon against these satanic cocksuckers is this man. He's a preacher. As far as God's concerned, we might as well all be a piece of shit, but he is one of the boys. Only one problem. His faith isn't what it used to be.
I've had enough of your taunts.
I'm not taunting you, Jacob. We need you. A faithless preacher doesn't mean shit to us. A servant of God can take a cross and shove it up these monsters' asses. A servant of God can bless the tap water and make it a weapon. Jacob, I know why you lost your faith. How could holiness exist? Your wife can be taken away from you and children. I've always said that God can kiss my ass, but I just changed my lifetime tune about 30 minutes ago. Because I know that whatever is out there trying to get in is pure evil straight from hell. And if there is a hell, and those sons of bitches are from it, then there has got to be a heaven, Jacob. There's got to be. So which are you? Are you a faithless preacher? Or are you a mean motherfucking servant of God?
I'm a mean servant of God.
I can take much more of that voice.
Sure you can. You can take it because you got no choice. How'd you like to spend 24 hours of it lying in some muddy ditch with nothing but the rotten corpses of your friends to keep you company? What are you talking about? I was a nail. Back in 72. I was trapped behind enemy lines with my entire squad dead. They thought they had killed everyone. Except for me. He was right. But it wasn't for their lack of trying. A grenade
that? That's why I'm so pretty. And they start pushing all them bodies in on top of me. And all I could do was lay there, play possum. Listen to the enemy joke, laugh. Sneaked up on the enemy while he was sleeping. And I killed 1, 2, 3.
Back for my father.
Your dad's dead, Kate.
Open the door!
Jacob, are you bit?
Yeah. Motherfucker.
Motherfucking vampire! I'm gonna kill every last one of you godless fucking pieces of shit!
You bet you are, and I'm gonna help you do it. But we ain't got much time.
You're gonna be okay, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I've been bit. In fact, I'm already dead. Now, I'd say in the next 20, 30 minutes, our friends outside will bust in this door, and I'll probably turn to vampire within the hour. Now, you have two choices. You can wait for me to turn, then deal with me, or we can kick open that door, and the four of us can go at him, hit him with everything we have. But if we're going to go at him, we got to go at him now. What's this stuff?
My guess is this little dive has been feeding on bikers and truckers for a long time. This is probably the shipments that they stole off the trucks.
Well, I say let's tear this place apart for weapons. So when they burst through that door, we'll make them wish they never did.
I don't care about living or dying anymore. I just want to send as many of these devils back to hell as I can.
Amen. God bless this water. Give us your protection and strength in this our darkest hour. Amen. Before we go any further, I need you three to promise me something. I'll fight with you to the bitter end, but when I turn into one of them, I won't be Jacob anymore. I'll be a lapdog of Satan. I want you three to promise you'll take me down, no different from the rest.
I promise, Jacob.
Kate, Scott.
I promise.
Scott.
Yeah, I promise.
Why don't I believe you? I'm going to ask you two again. Then I want you to swear to God that you'll kill me. If you don't, I'm going to just kill myself right now. Now, since you need me, I think you better swear. Kate, do you swear to God that when I become one of the undead, you'll kill me? Kate! You don't have much time, so I'm only giving you the count of five. One, two, three, four!
Okay, all right, I promise I'll do it.
Good girl. Now, Scott, we have even less time, so I'm giving you the count of three. One.
You know, you don't believe in suicide.
It's not suicide if you're already dead. Two.
Okay. Okay. I'll kill you when you change. I swear to God, in Jesus Christ's name.
Thank you, sir. Okay, vampire killer. Let's kill some fucking vampires.
Jesus Christ's name.
Oh my God!
Lay down, cry later!
Get the fuck off of them! Get up!
Bullets you have?
I don't know. Not many.
When you run out and start cold cocking, I'll make him sick for the summer.
Should I save the last bullets for us?
No. He's on the next fuck that tries to bite you.
In there. What's the matter with you? Are you crazy?
Why, out of all of the godforsaken shitholes in Mexico, do we have to meet here?
One place is just as good as another.
You've never been here before?
No. I drove by it a couple times. It's a rowdy place. It's out in the middle of nowhere. There'll be no cops. And it's open from dusk till dawn, eh? Didn't you say you want to meet in the morning?
Here we are. Well, since you just picked this place out of a hat, my brother is dead. That girl's entire fucking family is dead.
What, were they psychos or...?
They look like psychos. Is that what they look like? They were vampires. Psychos do not explode when sunlight hits them. I don't give a fuck how crazy they are.
Says. How can I make it up to you?
You can't make it up to me, Carlos. I tell you, you can't do it. Can't make it up. 15% instead of 30% for my stay in El Rey? That's a good start.
28.
My brother's gone. You understand that? He's gone, and he's not coming back. And that is your fault. 20.
25.
Okay. Go to the RV, get the suitcase.
You're looking like hell. You want a cold beer? I got some in the car. Come on, they're cold. Huh? I got Mexican and domestic. Chingalo.
do you like the car?
It's all right. I said, like new, this is a 90.
Hey, it is new, cabron. Belonged to a drug dealer friend of mine. Hey, he only drove it like 14 times in 5 years. It's like new, I swear to God.
So what do I do, follow you?
Yeah, follow me.
All right, let's do it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry too.
I'll see you.
Seth? You need some company?
Kate, do you know where I'm going? Do you know what El Rey is?
No.
Hey, Seth. Time to go.
Go home, Kate. You may be a bastard, but I'm not a fucking bastard.
Dark night. It's a dark night.